Yes, it's the Outlet with Key Touch, the podcast. And I'm just so excited to have the Sledges. Yes, I'm talking about Eddie, Christina Sledge, SledgeHouseMedia.com. Look, if you're looking for a podcast that's talking about gossip, this isn't the one. This is for the game changers and the innovators. And so it's important to share information, and it's important to inspire and encourage one another on their way up to the top. Only the best of the best I attest here on the Outlet. Without further ado, let me welcome Edward and Christina Sledge. Hey.
Hey. Hey,
how you doing?
Thanks for having us.
Oh, y'all better give me more energy than that. All that I just need.
She's going to start tapping me soon and telling me calm down.
So. Okay, okay.
We got the stop and go sound here for me, so.
So the first thing I just have to mention, and something I just love to see, is power couples. Couples working together, not just in the household and making things work with their marriage, but as professionals, as a business. So I have to start off, and I'm going to start with you, Christina. How is it working with your husband with Sledge House Media? That's SledgeHouseMedia.com.
Oh, wow. It's actually a blessing every day. When we first started working together, it was kind of we're trying to figure things out. So we were bumping heads every day, kind of stepping on each other's toes. He's the creative, I'm the executive. And so we were getting in each other's lane. But now that we figured out our roles in the company, it's so easy. Like we respect each other's work, and we figured out, you know, how to have that good synergy every day. And mm-hmm. so I get to work with my best friend. So it's a good,
plus
good thing.
We was married 20 years before we started our business. So we already had that relationship in our marriage where we respect each other and we work together. Like sometimes she have to drive the bus and I'm in the passenger seat, and I'm glad with that. Sometimes I'm in the passenger seat. Sometimes I'm in the driver's seat, she's passing the seat. So we was used to that. But with Sledge House Media, it was just a new baby for us, and we just didn't know how to navigate it yet. But yeah.
Navigate it. Yeah, but that's pretty cool. And like you said, and that's something I have to say I admire about you, Ed, because a lot of men get insecure with being in the passenger seat. But the thing is, if you're a couple, my thought is, we're balance of each other. So where I'm strong, you may be weak, and that's okay, because I got you, and vice versa. So that's great. That's great. So let's get into SledgeHouseMedia.com. SledgeHouseMedia.com. How did that come about?
Wow. It started with our book, our memoir. So Eddie started.
Yeah, so yep. I was taking my, I was taking a family relationship class when I was getting my master's in Towson. And me and another young lady, we had to do a paper on each other, like 50 pages of our lives. We had to tell each other lives. And she told a great, you know, her life was freaking crazy. And then she looks at me and was like, hey, you know, she told me my story. And I'm like, wow, you know, I grew up in a project. So I never saw my life the way I told it. Because, you know, once it goes in the back of your mind, you just keep moving forward. And once she put it on paper and I read it, I let Chris read it. And I'm like, well, I'm going to do my own memoir, because I want to make sure that my daughters and my grandchildren know who I am. Because I really didn't know too much of my, I knew my father. I grew up with my father. He was a single parent. He raised me, but I didn't know everything about him, like his past and everything. I know snippets of it, but so I wanted him to know me, but I can't tell my story without having my wife in it, because I knew her since she was 14 years old. And she's been the love of my life, wherever I've been at in my life. So I had to convince her to write her side, and I wrote my side, she wrote her side, and we put it together, and we was like, you know, let's just show the world what we have. But then the rest is up to her. Like, she leads, I give her the ball, I just follow her. She's a madman. So I just go with it.
So that woman. That first book, The Story of Christina and I, which is our memoir, it led us to realizing we had so much more content, so many more books, and then we knew we would turn all the books into films or screenplays. Mm-hmm. So we decided to create a media company because we knew, you know, we needed this umbrella to be able to produce all of these projects. And so that's how Sledge House Media came to be. And we've been going now, this is our third year. We're in like 3.5 years in now. Mm-hmm. And we've produced 2 films. We have 10 books, audio projects, audio books.
We got merch.
Merch. Yeah. So it's
cups, shirts, yeah. Books. Yeah.
Yep. So okay, that's how the business came to be.
So what year was this?
2021. Like during a pandemic, January of 2021. Mm-hmm. Is when we started.
Just run that by us, what y'all done since January 2021.
Oh wow! So I have some of the books here.
You just laid it out. Okay.
Yep. So this is our memoir. This is the story of Christina and I. This is the memoir that started it all.
And the good thing about that is that in memoirs, you normally get one person's side, what they think. So, but this is just her side and my side. So a lot of times I thought when she was happy, she wasn't, you know, vice versa. So we get both sides same time.
Right. And then this, our film, which is right behind us, Joined by Fate. It's our documentary and it's based off of the book. So that's, that's one of the other projects. And then after that, we created a series, which is a thriller suspense series called The Desire Family Saga, Ricardo's Collisions and Andre's Confessions. So very spicy, very steamy. It takes you on twists and turns. Exciting.
Wait a minute, are you in the library yet? Because I'm going to tell you, when I was younger, I had to go to the library all the time. And I would get, I don't know if y'all familiar with Donald Goins.
Yes.
Yeah. Gangster books. And I was reading those when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That's great. To me. Yeah. I'm in the library. Okay.
And then it's so much. And then we have, I have a series of cookbooks, Entertaining with Christina and Holiday Entertaining with Christina. Mm-hmm. So something, a little bit of something for everyone. This is for couples. This is for the holiday season. And so then, and then we have 2 essays. One is about our marriage where we talk about, you know, how we've been together for over 20 years and how we keep
24 years.
Well, now 24 years.
Yeah.
And then I also wrote an essay called Do It For You. And that's to help people accomplish their goals. And I give everyone like a 4-step plan for that. Mm-hmm. And then
how long is that book? Let's stop right there. That Do It For You.
Yeah. Do it for you.
So talk to me a little bit about that. You said a 4-step plan because we're about encouraging and inspiring others as well.
Right, exactly. And so because we were able to do all of this, right, in the last 3.5 years, people always ask me, well, how do you do this? Like, how do you set these goals and just accomplish them and just keep going, right? So I said, it'll be good to create this essay that just has like 4 simple steps that anyone can follow. The book is only like under 40 pages. And
it has audio to it too.
Yep, I have an audio book that goes with it.
We're not playing.
Yeah. So it's a step. So step one is all about determining why you want to accomplish your goals. Like thinking about that why. Like what is it that's driving you to want to accomplish this goal? And so I break that down for you. And then step two is about, you know, how do you pinpoint that goal, like creating a plan for the goal. So I go through that process and helping you through that. And it's very simple and easy. And then the third step is monitoring your progress. Like once you set the goal, how do you monitor and make sure you're staying on track with it? Mm-hmm. And then finally, step four is all about juggling life while you're working on your goals, because that's what I heard a lot from people is, well, life is happening. I don't have time to work on these things I really want to do. How do you do that? And so it's all about balance. At least for us, that's how we've been able to do everything we were able to do. We both have 2 degrees, bachelor's degree.
And we didn't start off with that. Degree. She was one credit away from getting a degree when we got married. And we'll talk about that in a second. But yeah, we started our marriage off with 50 cents, two quarters.
Mm-hmm. Two quarters. Yeah. So in the book, I just explain like exactly how I was able to juggle. And just it's really about prioritizing yourself, you know, mm-hmm. making sure that mm-hmm. you're putting yourself first. And it's hard. I know sometimes we have those distractions or you're trying to put your children first or your spouse first. But at the end of the day, it's all about just taking those steps to make sure that you stay on track and that you get your things, that your goals accomplished. And it's all about just getting started. A lot of times that's the hardest part.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. I'm not a quitter. Like personally, I'm not a quitter. But mm-hmm. when it's low, I have to start.
So right. When I start,
I'm good because I'm not going to quit. All right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just quickly, I just got to shout out this Army family here. Yes. So proud. Yes. Thank you for your service.
No, thank you for your service. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so you joined the right branch, the Army. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was interesting, but you know, we became an Army family, and yeah.
But you know what? I have to say this real quick because the Army has so many transferable skills. Like, if I wasn't in the Army, I would not be able to do everything that I've set out to do. I learned about like your book. Give the name of the book again that we were just discussing.
Do it for you. Yeah.
And you really just mm-hmm. gave people a mini action plan to accomplish their goals. I learned about action plans, strategic plans in the military. And so I always tell people who aren't around military like that, they don't understand. But those transferable skills, because you have so much, you just have to do it.
It has to be done.
And so that has really helped me after the military. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Uncle Sam. But again, we're talking to Eddie and Christina Sledge House Media. Look, since 2021, they have put out so much material. And I want to talk about the most fascinating thing, in my opinion, that you're doing, A Day at Shay. Talk to me.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. You want to explain?
Well, so in our memoir, when I wrote it, you know, it's therapeutic to write your life out. So when I wrote it, you know, I wrote the story when I was 9 years old. I went to, I was at a friend's house and I spent the night at his house, and I was at his house the next morning and we was eating cereal and he had a cereal box, Kellogg's, and on the back of the cereal box was a ticket to go to see the Mets in 86. And I was a Met fan back then. Now him and his family didn't like baseball and I didn't know anyone in my neighborhood that liked baseball. So, I asked him, can I have the coupon, you know, the ticket in the back. He said, yeah, take it. So we cut it out, And, I didn't know how much did it cost and all that. So I wound up cashing bottles. My father and them used to have bottles in the house all the time. So I cashed bottles and found out by the subway how much did it cost to take the token back and forth, because the ticket came with a free ice cream and a free soda.
So this was in New York.
This is in
Brooklyn, New York. Mm-hmm. He's going to see the Mets, New York Mets, in Shea Stadium at the time, which is in Queens.
Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't think anything of it because I was like, wow, I got a free ticket. I'm going, you know, like this is a sign, like go. So I cashed bottles. And then when I got the chance, I, you know, got enough money for tokens. I got the token to get there and got back. Took two trains to get to Shea Stadium, went to the nosebleed section. I showed my coupon at the going inside the stadium. Went to the nosebleed, sat in there with his family, had sticky hands. And I loved it. I enjoyed myself, right? I come back home. No one knew that I was gone. My father and them didn't know I was gone. Ask me. So that was in our memoir. So, you know, this is one of these stories back in my head that I didn't even think about. You know, I'm just writing and this is my story. But then Chris reads it. She was like, I didn't know this about you. I'm like, yeah. And she was like, I want to make this as a children's book one day. I'm like, because right now, since we started our business, we don't live by why not us. We live by we doing that. If we want to do it, we're doing it. Let's find a way. Let's find a plan. let's plan for it, but we're doing everything that we did, cookbooks, whatever, writing, fiction. I was never a writer in my life. I hated even writing an essay in high school. So when I got to college, you know, I started writing essays and all that, but I never thought of myself writing fiction. So everything we wanted to do, we did it.
Yeah.
And she said, let's do it. And mm-hmm. we planned to do it. And there we go.
Yeah. And so from that story, I figured, oh, this could be a really great children's book. Like just like a child going on an adventure, a little Eddie going on an adventure to mm-hmm. see his baseball favorite baseball team. And then Eddie decided, he was like, you know what? Let's make the character a girl. And we both have daughters. So Eddie's a girl dad. Our girls are into sports. They love baseball. So we thought it would be a great opportunity to really reflect and show that representation mm-hmm. of African-American girls in the sport of baseball. And, you know, women are having a really huge movement right now in sports. And so isn't it amazing? So,
but my main thing was I wanted to make it a girl to pay homage to Chris. Because it was an idea to bring it to life. And she's the motivating in here. So I told him, like, well, this is your story. Like, this is my story, but you wanted to bring this to life. So let's make it a girl. And plus we have our daughters and stuff. But I'm like, this is you. That's why her name is Chris.
Yeah. And so the character, you can see it right there. But, yeah, her name is Chris. Mm-hmm. And then she goes on this adventure to see her favorite baseball team at Shea Stadium. So you get to kind of see how she gets to that point with just determination and grit.
Yeah. Now let me tell you how we got to go ahead, Chris. She's tapping me.
I didn't know if you had a question for us. Because we could go on and on.
Okay, so yeah. So look, again, a day at Shea. This is cool. It was a tribute he attributed to his wife because it was her idea to bring it to life. It's beautiful. So, Christina, tell me what has evolved from that in Brooklyn.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So the really cool thing was we were able to connect with the New York Mets organization and their minor league team, which is called the Brooklyn Cyclones. Mm-hmm. They're located in Brooklyn, where we're both from. And they learned about the book and they thought it would be great for us to work with them, partner with them. Mm-hmm. And we're sponsoring their reading program so that other children, just like Eddie, when he was a child, they're now able to go to a baseball game for free as well. And so they just have to read 4 books. Mm-hmm. And once they read those 4 books, they get 2 free tickets to a game. So they'll go with a parent to the game. And so that's just huge because it's full circle, you know, coming back to taking it home and helping kids go to a baseball game and then also doing that by encouraging literacy.
And I think it's cool to spotlight baseball because that was America's sport for years. Mm-hmm. And that was just the thing to do. And so it's really cool that you're bringing in girls and then you're bringing in baseball because we've seen what's been happening in college basketball and we see what's possibly going to be happening in the NBA, WNBA this season. So this is so cool. And you partnered to sponsor the reading program with the Brooklyn Cyclones. Wow.
Right. Yeah. 4
books? Oh, I'd be on it. Can I read 4 books and get some tickets?
But I wanted to say quick another reason how we got into this whole business, right, our first memoir. So we knew each other since high school, and off and on we dated, and we got back together one time, and then we got married with 50 cents in our pocket and a snowstorm, we never looked back, right? But around our 19th year we was talking. And we both live in Brooklyn. So growing up, I lived poor and she lived in a poor neighborhood too. But, you know, it's Crown Heights and Flatbush. But anyway, we was talking about her room, right? We was just talking. And she said back in the day, she had a playroom, with a toy room with all the toys in her room. Like she had a family of 4, family of 6, right? Mm-hmm. And they had this one room in their house, their apartment, that was a playroom. And I was like, nah, like people I know, if they had a spare room in their house, that wasn't a playroom. That was a room for people to, you know, like a cousin or aunt that needed a place to stay. She said, no, they had a playroom. And I couldn't believe it. So we started talking stories, and we found out it was like seven or eight things that we had so much in common that we just missed each other. My godfather lived like 1,000 feet away from my house. I used to go visit him and walk right past the house. It was so many things that we got in common. We was like, let's start writing this down. And that's how we really started the memoir.
All right. Let me point out, Eddie is the writer. Christina is the executive boss lady making all the moves. That is crazy. So Eddie, you kind of touched on it. You said you weren't really a writer, but you start going to school, having to write all these papers. Oh gosh, essay after essay after essay.
I really loved it though.
You loved it?
Yeah, I loved it when I was in college. I loved it. I love writing papers. Oh,
okay. I didn't. Yeah. But look, so there's something sparked in you. And it's like your creative juices just start flowing because you're just writing away, right?
Yeah. Right now I'm in the middle of my 24th book. That's not published, but just kept writing. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So let me just go back to sledgehousemedia.com again. Do you also publish your own books as well?
Yes. Yeah. So under the Sledge House Media umbrella, it's publishing. So it's publishing books either in ebook form, paperback, hardcover, and audiobooks. And then we also have films. So we created, you know, short film. We have 2 short films. Streaming. So we're on streaming platforms. And
let's
then also
talk about the short films. You have Sprint streaming.
Yeah. So we have Joined by Fate, which is our documentary based on our memoir, The Story of Christina and I. And it goes into what Eddie just talked about, which is those connection points. This kind of showing this predestined love story that we didn't even know that we were predestined for until, like Eddie said, when we started writing the book, we realized, wow, there were so many times that we could have met before we actually met. This fate was just kind of pushing us together. And we found out later there's something called a red string theory that your person, the person you're supposed to be with, is predestined for you. And you have strings attached to each other's pinkies and you just kind of have to find each other. And that's really what happened with us. We didn't know it. And so that's what the film, the documentary talks about, is how that came to be and how we got together. And it's a really inspiring story. And it's streaming right now on the Fossum app. So that's awesome with the F in front of it. And you can get that on Fire Stick, Amazon Fire Stick, Roku devices, as well as Vizio TVs and Samsung TVs. So you can watch it for free. It's only like 38 minutes, and you can just learn about our story, and it'll captivate you.
And it won 3 awards. We when we filmed it, we wasn't going to put it through the film festivals, but we did, and won 3 awards: best short documentary film. Got in a couple of like 7 or 8 selections.
Got
great reviews. Yeah.
Thank you.
Independent reviews. Yeah.
Again, so you can find Joined by Fate on the Fossum app. That's awesome with the F in front of it.
Yeah.
And that's probably anywhere you can get something. But you said definitely the Fire Stick, probably the Roku too, right? And smart TVs, some of them may have it, but you can find that app and watch it for free.
Yes.
All right. This is so cool. And what I find amazing is that you're taking a book, you transition it to a movie, you can transition that, you know, to a screenplay. You can do anything you want to do with your content. You can continue to build. And it was very intelligent of you to have that umbrella company so you can do whatever you want, like even things you're not even aware of that you want to do in this lane. You already have an umbrella to establish something underneath it. That is just great. So also, since you're producing and publishing, can people reach out to sledgehousemedia.com if they want to publish a book? Or how does that work? Are you just doing in-house?
Yeah, actually, we do have a service that we provide to independent authors. You can go on our website and go to the link that says ready to publish. Mm-hmm. And okay. there you can set up a free discovery call with us. You get to see the services that we offer. Basically, we're your publishing consultants, and we make sure that your book gets published to industry standards. We're members of the Independent Book Publishers Association, and we also make sure your book is distributed to all the major bookstores, platforms, and all you have to do is write the manuscript, right? So you do that, and we make the rest of it easy for you and stress-free.
Wow, that is really cool. That is really cool.
And you keep your royalties, you do that too, yep.
Yep, you keep your royalties. You keep your copyright, your IP. Yep. Like we don't own anything. We're just you could think of us as like your shepherds. We're just like the conduit to make it happen for you.
That is awesome. Again, sledgehousemedia.com. They're not only making their own content and putting it out, they will help you do it as well. Again, mm-hmm. go to sledgehousemedia.com and get your free consultation. They can offer you. So what's next, Sledge House Media, Christina, Addie Sledge?
Yeah, so next will be the audiobook for A Day at Shea. We also have a really big event that we're partnering with the Brooklyn Cyclones in New York on May 4th. And so with that, we actually will be at the event. The whole day is dedicated to the book, A Day at Shea. And you get to meet us, greet us. We sign your books for you. Also, we have a coloring book for A Day at Shea. That just came out. So, so that's really cool. Really cool to see, you know, kids can bring Chris's story to life and color, color everything in, which is really cool. We also have some other books coming in the pipeline, like Eddie said. Maybe later this year, we'll have one more book that we'll publish. But right now, we're just on our book tour for A Day at Shea.
And we have a screenplay for it. We want to do a short film with it. Yeah. Cartoon. We want all the planets. We want it all.
I love it. I love it. I love the ambition. And I like that there's no limit to what you want to do with Sledge House Media. And again, like I said, you've created the company so that no matter what you want to do, you can do it. It's not
right
in accomplishing exactly. that. So for me, it's all about sharing information. So with some of the pitfalls you have gone through, and just pick and choose what you would like to share, but what guidance could you give to someone who either wants to be an author or wants to be like you and have a media company and produce a lot of material? What advice would you give them? What tip would you give them? What's a pitfall they can stay away from?
Christine? Yes. The first thing we always tell aspiring authors, like if you're writing your first book for the first time, don't be afraid about it being perfect, right? You want the first time you write, you just want to get your story on the paper. So if that's just, you know, it's as simple as putting it in a Word document or like a Google Doc, that's all you need. You don't need any fancy kind of manuscript software or anything like that. Most of us have access to either Google Docs or Word. Just get it out there and don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of, you know, oh, this isn't perfect the first time. That's okay. The first time you go with it, you're going to make your edits. You're going to review it. You have somebody else that you trust read it. That's your alpha reader. And then you get other people that you trust to read it. Or you can ask other people if they're interested in reading it. That's your beta reader. So it's important to just start. Don't be afraid to just take that first step and write something, like get it out there. I know a lot of people have stories in their head or they have a book in their head, but they're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do this. We just tell people, just write it, just write it, write it down, type it up, get it on paper.
I mean, I use my phone to write all my books and then put it on Google Docs. So You know, I don't have to be home to, you know, type on computer or anything like that, laptop. I get on my phone, boom, 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 just start writing, can't stop, and then do my second edits. And then she's the alpha reader, so when I give it to her, it used to be a battle at first. You know, like, we used to throw chairs at each other. She wanted to take stuff out, and I'm like, no, I need it in, yada, yada, yada. But like she said, then we got to a point where we understand each other's lanes, like in our marriage. You know, she always been a planner from day one. She's always been the person that the executive side of stuff. You know, she project manager stuff. And I always been a storyteller. I just didn't know it. And we just didn't see it at the time. But that relates to our books. Like she said, and one thing I will tell people is, if you want to write a story, it doesn't have to be 300 pages, right? If you think you have a great story, don't set your limits to someone else's limits, what someone else is doing, right? You don't need 350 pages to tell a great story. All our books is less than 200 pages. And I tell you, when you read one, you're going to pick up another one. Yeah. It's just what you have with the content. It takes time. It takes patience. And if you're on the track, you start it, just keep moving. Continue. Keep going. Keep going. Someone's going to see you. You know, we're going to be where we want to be at, because we're going to keep walking until we run into someone that take us to another level.
And the other thing is, it could be as small as this, right? Like, this is only 40 pages. It's an essay.
And that's what?
This is an essay. Do it for you.
Do it for you. Do it for
you. Do it for you. And even our marriage is another essay that we have. This is less than 40 pages. So you can start small. You can start small. You don't have to have everything 100%. Like, you know, the most New York Times bestseller yet, you know, you can start with something that you are comfortable with starting with. It doesn't have to be, like Eddie said, a huge novel. It can be something small, like an essay. It can be a novella. A novella is 200 pages or less. And so, you know, so those are the things. And then also, when it comes to publishing a book, the thing a lot of people don't put a lot of time into, which they really do, they should, is editing. We tell folks that all the time. Don't skimp on the editing. Like, you definitely, you definitely want to hire a editor, a professional editor, to make sure that when you put that book out, there's no, you know, grammatical issues, spelling, typos. Yep. So definitely important to invest in that, and a good graphic artist to do like your covers and, you know, all of that, thinking that through. So those are the big things that we learned. Those are the pitfalls. The pitfalls with the first book was we just wanted to get it out there. And so we had an editor and we did all of that, but we didn't really understand the full life cycle of the beta readers, the alpha readers at that time. And so that's the advice we give everyone now. Like, take your time.
Have patience.
And have patience.
Have patience.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love it. And it's just important to show and spotlight people like yourselves that are doing this. And you started in 2021. And did you say you published 9 books already?
10.
10.
10. Yeah. 10 books.
Yeah.
And more content. That's just books.
Right.
So, and we turned them into screenplays too. Yep.
Well, yeah. And so the thing is, like, showing someone like you guys is imperative, because it's easy to say, hey, just do it. But it's another to show someone who looks like them that is doing it, and they haven't been doing it for 20 years. So it is possible. So you're leading the way, Sledge House Media, sledgehousemedia.com, Christina and Eddie Sledge. Oh my gosh, this was amazing. I'm just really excited. I'm really excited about A Day at Shay. I think that is so cute. I can't wait to get my copy of A Day at Shay. And I want the coloring book too. And I think it's important to show these positive young Black images. because the media doesn't always portray us fairly. So it's really great to have a fun children sports girl story. That is just amazing. So I'm excited for everything that you have coming up, and I can't wait to have you back again.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. Look, it's the Outlet with Key Touch, the podcast. Only the best of the best. I attest. Thank you.